Good morning. We are in Maseches Trumos. We are in the fourth parak. We are up to the 12th Mishnah, Mishnah Yud Beis. We're talking about the halachas where a person has truma which gets mixed up with chulin. And we mentioned you have to have a ratio of 100 to 1 in order for it to be mutter. So here we have a case of shtei kupos or shtei meguris. You have two boxes or two barrels, whatever it might be. Shenafla sa'at truma l'teich achas mehen. You have one saw of truma which fell into one of them. You do not know which one it fell into. Malos zu es zu. So the halacha is you could combine the two of them together, and you could have your 100 to 1 ratio. In other words, if you have 100 saw in one, you have 50 saw in one, 50 in the other, and now your truma fell into one of them, and you don't know which one it is. Says the Mishnah, since both of them are a safek, you're allowed to be mitzar if you can combine the two of them to create your 100 against that one. You'll have your necessary ratio of 100 to 1. Shimon says, even if there are different cities, you can still combine them. Now, the logic over here is the logic of the first opinion is that since they're together and they often get mixed together, it's very likely, very possible that it got mixed between the two of them. The logic of the second opinion is that, as we said, since there's a suffix on both of them, so they're both included in the same suffix. It's exactly the same question. Did it fall here? Did it fall there? But they're both asr now because of that one action that it fell, that it got mixed up. And therefore, you can be mitzar for the two of them to get your 100 to 1 ratio. The last Mishnah, Mishnah Yud Gimel, says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, Ma'isa ba'alafnei, Rabbi Akiva b'chamish ma'gudah she'yarek sh'nafal me'e achas me'el ha'teichon chetz yitruma. He says there was a story that came in front of Rabbi Akiva, and the following were the details. You had 50 bundles of yarek, of greenery, let's say for argument's sake it was lettuce. And you have one bundle that got mixed into that 50, and half of that bundle was truma. So now you have 50 bundles which are chulin, one bundle which is half of it truma. So now, Yamarti Lefanov, Rabbi Yossi is saying, I said in front of Rabbi Akiva, Tala, you should be able to rise it up. In other words, you should be able to take one out, which is the halacha after you have your 100 to 1 ratio, you take one out, give it to the Kayin. He says you should be able to combine the two of them. Loisha Chuma Tala Bachmishan Vyachad, Ella Shahayu Shameo Shnechatzaim. Not, he said you should be able to combine everything together to get your 100 to 1 ratio. Not that I'm saying the 50 bundles against the one bundle is enough, because Truma's bottle 50 to 1. Rather, what I'm saying is, since half this bundle over here was Truma, and half of it was Chulin, so now look at every single bundle as two halves. How many halves are you going to have here? If you have 50 bundles, you're going to have 50 halves plus another two halves. So if you do the math, you're going to end up having 101 halves against one half, and therefore, you'll have your bittul. The point of this mission just is to say that we actually go after the exact amount of truma. You make the calculation of the exact amount of truma that you have. You don't count the bundles and say, since this bundle had truma, we view the whole thing as truma. Rather, you do exact measurements if you're going to have exactly the amount that you need. In other words, you have 100 times the amount of wheat over here, or in this case, lettuce, which is, you have 100 times the amount of lettuce than the truma, then you're going to have your necessary 100 to 1 ratio, and it's going to be bottle. This concludes the fourth parak of Maseches Trumos. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.